Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we just praise you, Father, for the victory. We thank you for allowing us this time on this line, oh Father, in Jesus' name, to receive this right now word. Father, we ask you to prepare the hearts and minds of those on this line to be able to receive this word tonight. We thank you for this word going out, Father, and not returning back void, yet accomplishing what it had been sent out to do. And Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would try to take over this line. We thank you for your word going forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mr. Cece.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I have some info that I'd like to share with you. On Wednesday nights, we have another prayer line service. At, the number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also use the same 916 number for all of our once-a-month in-person Sunday service. You can tune in to hear the entire church service live. Our in-person service meets every second Sunday of each month at 1 p.m. inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church. And the address is 1320 L Street, Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Our next in-person Sunday service will be May 12th at 1 p.m. at Christ Unity Baptist Church. And that is also Mother's Day. And whatever you don't want to do online, we are also doing through our P.O. Box, which includes prayer requests, messages, tithes, and offerings. A note, a card, or anything else above, please feel free to use the Postal Service. Our P.O. Box is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. If you prefer online, you can do all of the above using our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org, or please feel free to use our email address for the same reasons mentioned. And that is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer Sacramento, California, which can also be used to hear all of our Tuesday night prayer line recordings through a link that is on our Facebook page. Our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. And if you prefer, we are still using Zelle through Bank of America to support ministry with tithes and offerings. Just log into your bank account and go to Send Money Through Zelle. Type in Full Gospel House of Prayers, and we are linked with our email address. Again, that is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Supporting Kingdom work through this ministry is greatly appreciated. It is now time for our testimony. Please minimize your testimony, and after testimony, Pastor Smith will bring forth the word from God. Thank you, and don't forget to mute your phone when you're not speaking. Praise the Lord.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimony, we can go into the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your Word tonight, that you anoint this Word to bring life to the hearers. And Father, I thank you that you break every chain and shackle that will hold them back so they can receive your Word by faith in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter, verses 6 through 10, and Psalms, the 37th chapter, verses 1 through 5. Number 14, 6 through 10, and Psalm 37, verses 1 through 5. Get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is encouraging for those that's going forward in this time. This is such an important season of our lives, and there are many of us that's going forward. So it's time to move forward and not to go backwards. And so this is for to encourage those that's going forward and not backwards. And when you are going forward, it doesn't mean that there's not difficult things before you. It's not simple. But when you're going forward, the Lord is with you to do this, and it's Him leading you. And the difficult will be there, but God always provides. And so there, it's a season. God has given a season for us to go forward. It's a cycle. It's a time to go forward. And so many miss their seasons and their time. They have to wait until that time comes again. But this is to encourage you tonight. It's time for, you know who you are, and you know God has revealed Himself to you. It's time for you to advance and for you to go into a new place in life, to go forward, to move ahead. And your life is speeding up. And there are things that's developing in your life. You're advancing. So it's not good to look back. Everybody have a past. But don't waste your time on the past. Don't revive the past. Don't stir up the past. Don't awaken the past. Don't retain the past. Let it be an experience. Go forward. But there are so many held back because they won't let the past, they won't release the past. The past is like it's revived in their mind. Their lives are disturbed. And they retain the past. And when they speak like it's, yes, like this thing is still going on. It's a recall. And that hinders you and I from going forward, because that's negative. And anytime a negative spirit overtake you, it's like an infection. It goes into a place where doubt and fear just overwhelms you because you're living in the past. You're talking about the past. You're recalling the past. The past is still alive inside of you. And you're allowing people to be around you that's reminding you of the past. Mm-hmm. And so many times your season pass and that cycle of time for you to go forward is held up. And it happens to people time after time after time. And they won't. You are the only one can change this. If God has given you a promise, and it's time for you to move forward, this word should encourage you tonight. Don't let any negative situation or people or person or a situation hinder you from going forward. And Joshua and Caleb is a Bible provides a great stir for these two men. They didn't allow fear and doubt to come in and bring a negative spirit over them, because they knew they were on the threshold of a promise that God made to them. And there are many on the threshold of a promise, but then they, if some people just walk into the past, attach themselves into the past, listen to the past, waste their time on people having them recalling the past, keeping it revived in their minds and stirring it up, holding conversation, which calls you to retain it. And you look up, the season is over with. The cycle of time, it's over with for you, and you're still in that same situation. So this is the word of deliverance tonight. Your surrounding, the people you're involved with, either can promote you to go to advance, or they can hold you back. They can promote you to go ahead, to advance to progress, or they can hold you back, waste your time, keep that old spirit revived inside of you, so you retain living in the past. We're going to begin with Numbers, the 14th chapter, verses 6 through 10, please.
And it reads, "And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, and the son of Judah, them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land which we pass through to search it is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land, and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeareth in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel."
God had made a promise to Joshua and Caleb, an inheritance. But they were surrounded. The difficulty came in. They were surrounded with people with fear and doubt. But they knew they were on the threshold of a promise because they had spied out the land. And they were trying with all they could to have the people's opinion change. There's something you try all you possibly can to change people's opinion. They were trying in every way possible to change their opinion about the people that was in that land. But that was the difficulty. They were encouraging them that this land can be conquered. God is on our side. I don't care how it seems to be that we outnumber. Don't change your mind. He was trying to get them not to change their mind. He was encouraging them to what? To go forward. Don't change your mind. What they were saying by faith. We see all this difficulty. But don't change your mind. I want your opinion to be in faith. Not on what you see. But he just read the word of God. Two of them were to spy out the land. And when they returned, there was nothing but a bad report. And so they wasn't sorry because of what the people said. And they were encouraging the people that the land, we can take this land. It's a good land. And God is with us. Don't be afraid. We can conquer it easily because God is on our side. And he will defeat the enemy. But instead the people stoned them. But suddenly, the Spirit of the Lord, his presence appeared. What am I encouraging you tonight? When you're in the midst of doubt and unbelief, when everything around you is not in agreement with your opinion about you going forward, that's when the Lord shows up just for you, saints of God. When everyone's opinion about you is that you're not going forward, you're in this place, this thing cannot be conquered, you're going to fail. But if God has made you a promise tonight, even though you're trying to change the opinions of some people's opinions going to stay just like it is. It's never going to change. And if it had not been for Moses, they would have been destroyed immediately. But Moses, being an intercessor, prayed to God, and God allowed them to just die out, but they never seen the promised land. Joshua and Caleb receive the inheritance. What am I encouraging you tonight? There may be doubters, people that's not encouraging you, want you to look back in your past mistakes, how you failed, how you made mistakes and made bad decisions. But as God said, this is a new season for you. It's a new cycle in your life. And it's for you to move ahead. I'm encouraging you tonight. Sometimes it's impossible to change the person's opinion about you. Joshua and Caleb tried, but it didn't work. God had to intervene for Joshua and Caleb. He intervened. What he would have done would have been really bad, but because Moses prayed and interceded, he made a promise to Moses. These doubters and these unbelievers would never enter into this land, but Joshua and Caleb won't receive the inheritance. And the word of God, someone read Numbers 14 and 24. You're going to see number 14 and 24. Read that in the same book of Numbers, please.
But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him I will bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it.
This was God made a promise. They had another spirit on them. They had a spirit of trusting God for what God has spoken in their lives. There's somebody tonight on this phone. You have another spirit on you, but you're trying to change somebody's mind about you. You want their opinion to change about your future. They have not created your future. The Lord God, the Creator, created your future. And all they can see is failure. All they can see is your past. All they can see is giants. All they can see that you're never going to come out of this place. But you have another spirit on you. And the Spirit of God don't want you to be infected tonight. There are so many people infected because they refuse to change company. It's all right to be around people, but don't let people infect you. When that spirit of negative and that spirit of opinion about you is not good, you need to run. You need to run. You need to flee. James 4 and 7 said, resist the devil. You need to resist the devil. You need to run. You need to go, because you're not going to change what they think about you. They have already made up a mind. These spies that went out with Caleb and Joshua, their opinion was already fixed. But the Spirit of God said, you have a different spirit. You don't think like they think. Your opinion is not like them. You see things by faith. You see it by faith. You receive the promise by faith. What is faith is? You're living in something that you have not attained yet, but in your spirit, it's yours. They were saying, you're not going to stop me from receiving my inheritance. That was faith speaking to them, through them. The just must live by faith. And that's what God wants you to be encouraged tonight. You must live by faith. No matter what challenge you're going through tonight, there are people in your life that you've been trying to change their opinion for years. You've been working on it. You've been working at it. You've been doing everything you possibly can as a human. They have not changed. They have a different spirit from you. That's what the Lord spoke to Joshua and Caleb. They had a different spirit. Because they had a different spirit, they couldn't believe God for the promise. But this is a time, this is a season. A season is a cycle of time. If I were you tonight, I would not allow my season, that cycle that God has placed me in, to dissipate. Joshua and Caleb received it. And the Word of God says they were not very young when they received it, but yet they received. They received it, and their family received it. They lived to see it, saints of God. Age is nothing but a number. It's so many people give up. It's so many people give up. And like you get sick and tired of hearing the same old things from some people that don't plan well. At the end of the month, they're saying the same old, same, I would do this, but I got to wait till my check come. Who want to hear that negative stuff? I would do this, but I got to wait till my check come. Oh, my, you know, I got 2 more weeks for my check to come in. Don't have no kind of faith. Don't have any kind of faith to trust God beyond a retirement check, beyond a fixed income. Joshua and Caleb had a different spirit. God wants you to have a different spirit tonight. That your opinion is in line, in agreement with the Word of God. If God has made you a promise, I will not allow negative spirit to come in and bring a virus in my spirit to infect my spirit. For my spirit is infected with doubt, unbelief, and fear. This all was around Caleb and Joshua. And they were saying, don't rebel against God. Don't doubt. Have no fear. God is with us. That's nothing but an enemy that God said he shall desire. Psalm 37, 1 through 5, please.
And it reads, fret not thyself because of the evildoers, neither be thou envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
This is wrapping it up. It's saying, don't worry. Don't worry about the enemy. Don't worry. Don't be envious of those that's prospering in their own ways, doing wrong. Because the Word of God says they're going to soon disappear like the grass. They're going to dry up. They're going to wither like a plant. Saying to you and I tonight, trust in the Lord and do good. And when you trust in the Lord and you're doing good, you're going to be safe. Says, seek your happiness from the Lord or in the Lord, and he will give you your heart desire. Not seeking your happiness in what you want, but in the Lord. God sees the future. He knows what's ahead. He knows the pitfall. Seek God for your happiness in the Lord. He said, commit yourself to the Lord. Trust in him. And he will give you desires of your heart, meaning he will help you. Something we think we know, but we truly do not. We cannot see the future. The Lord sees the beginning, and he sees the ending of everyone's life. He sees what's good. He sees what's in between. He sees every location, every person. He sees everything, so everything about us, God. God sees. He said to trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. It's Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. And this is an hour tonight. God wants you to go into that season, receiving by faith. The cycle of time is surrounding you, and the promises of God is all over your life. And all you and I have to do is trust God, because God will triumph over your enemy. That's what it says in Psalm 37. Trust God tonight, and God is more than enough. God will take care of you. I don't care what your income may be at this time. God is more than enough. And stop thinking about what you have in your account or what kind of check you're receiving, because the word of God says he will help you and give you desires of your heart. And stop speaking about what you do not have, what you cannot afford, because God is more than enough. You speaking those things over your life, and you can always be at the end of the month saying, oh, I can't go here because I don't have enough gas. Can't buy this. Can't do this. You're speaking those things into the existence. God is more than enough. God sees you. He knows what you have need of. Call things that be not as though they were. Things that are as though they were not. You got to speak life. You must speak life. Your words create. Joshua and Caleb's words was creating their destiny, creating what God had promised. They did not allow anything to come out of their mouth that was against the promises of God. They said out loud, the Lord is with us. Do not fear. God is against those enemies. The land is good, and we shall possess it, and we're going to receive our inheritance. They didn't allow what they seen with their naked eyes, see the giants, and see how the walls was built up and how all these things looked like it was against them. They spoke life, and life brought forth the promises of God. They did not allow negative spirit to get in their spirit. And the word of God said, you don't have the same spirit like these people have. There are some of you don't have the same spirit that you are walking around with, talking, eating with. You don't have the same spirit that they have. They have a spirit that's backward. They have a spirit not going forward. They have a spirit of not advancing. They have a spirit of retaining the old. They have a spirit of holding on to the past. But you have a spirit of marching forth. You have a spirit of progress on you. I'm speaking by faith. You have a spirit of promotion over you by faith. You have a spirit of advancing by faith. I don't care what your income look like. God is not in a box. He's an unlimited God. All you have to do is believe by faith. That's all Joshua and Caleb were saying. Trust God. Do not fear. God made us a promise. He promised them when they came out of Egypt that he was their God, and he was with them. He cannot lie, saints of God. He's a covenant-keeping God. If we line up, if we come in alignment with the word of God, he said, I hold no good thing from those that walk uprightly. That's Psalms 84. He will hold no good things from you. Your income cannot stop the power of God from blessing you. He's more than enough. He's more than enough. Because he's your helper, he's your shield. That's what Joshua and Caleb said, that God is our help. God is our shield. And he's our strength. So this word is the word to encourage you tonight. But there are so many that's in that same old place like they were 10 or 15 years ago. Same rut. Letting the same people jerk their lives around. Letting the same people cause them to be retarded, to be in a place where they're retained. Where they are The past is still disturbing them. God want to break every chain tonight. Want to loose you from your shackles tonight. And God can do it if you can believe God tonight. You do not have to be shackled down with doubt and unbelief and a negative spirit. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Mm-hmm. We don't want to have need of prayer before I begin to pray.
Yes, this is Alicia, and I'm in need of prayer as well as my family. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
This is Cece. I just need prayer for my transportation. God knows what's going on.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor, this is Carol. I just need prayer over this housing situation.
I already prayed. Just start thanking God for your housing. I don't care what it looked like or what they say. God is not going to forsake you. It's done by faith. Just thank God for it. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. This is Jessie. I need prayer for me and my family as well. Thank you.
Anyone else have need of prayer? If there isn't any more prayer requests, saints, this is real. We live in a time now where God has given us all the season. Some of you are in your season right now. It's a cycle and a time for you to go forward. And God is speaking to you tonight. Don't allow people, your income, your difficulties, the situations that surrounding you, the negative people trying to get in your mind and your thoughts. Whatever situation you experienced at this time of your life. See, when you begin to talk about things, that's how the devil knows how to really ambush you. By your own words, by your own mouth. Speaking negative things out of your own mouth. Things that does not bring life. Joshua and Caleb, all they spoke was, we can't possess this land, for God is with us. This enemy is not going to take this land. God made us a promise, and we're going to receive our inheritance, and nothing's going to stop us. They stood in faith. The just must live by faith, not what you see or the difficulty you experience of the things that surrounding you, but by faith. Faith should be in operation as long as you are breathing, as long as you are alive. Faith should be a part of a believer life. Father, in the name of Jesus, these are your people. We are your people, the sheep of your fold. And we who are your people, there is a season of change in some of our lives right now, a cycle where we are going through and it's time for us to go forward. And the enemy always bring difficult surround us when it's time to go forward. You always have negative people saying negative things and always trying to revive the past and always trying to stir up the past. And I always want us to retain the failures, the loss, for us to look back and waste our time on the past. It's not time to waste our time on the past. That's what Joshua and Caleb said. We're not wasting our time on nothing the enemy is trying to put in our face. We're not wasting our time. And they were trying to get them to change their thoughts, their opinion on what they were seeing with their naked eyes. They could not change their opinion. The presence of the Lord had to come in and stop them from destroying Joshua and Caleb. That's what a negative spirit is sent out to do, to destroy you. But the presence of the Lord came forth over the tabernacle and to stop the enemy the people that were within them, their own, from destroying them. And that's what you will do for us, Father. Those weapons that sent out against us, that's surrounding us. Your presence will come and overthrow the plans that Satan has set up. Your presence came forth for Joshua and Caleb. Your presence, oh God, stopped the plans. And Joshua and Caleb was of another spirit, and they received the inheritance. Because God, by his own power, knew the people was never going to change and that they would never enter into the rest. After all the things that God has completed and they've seen with their own eyes, they still moved in doubt and unbelief. Father, I thank you tonight for your people, the ones that know they're in a season to go forward. Know the cycle of time. This particular dispensation they're in is a cycle of time, and they're moving forward. And nothing by any means shall stop them because God is on their side. I thank you for bringing in reinforcement, Father, that your presence go in and bring reinforcement. Those things, God, that's difficult for them, bring in reinforcement, God. Loose them from every shackle and every chain. Free their minds tonight, God. Come against that thing in their mind that causing them to think, God, on the past. That the past is stirred up in their mind. Transform their mind tonight, God. Bring a transformation in their mind. Let them begin to think on the things of God as never before, God. Their mind needs to be altered by the Holy Spirit tonight. Their mind needs to look forward, not backwards. Their mind needs to be revived tonight, to be stirred by the Holy Ghost. Their mind needs to be loose from disturbance tonight in Jesus' name. Their mind, God, needs to be strong and not weak tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to go now in a place where they cannot go. You did it for Joshua and Caleb, God. You came against every force that was trying to stop them from receiving their inheritance. But your word said they received the inheritance. I thank you tonight for those that's going forward. They're going to receive the good things and the promises that God has made for them by through the word of God. That the creative power of God is moving on their behalf right now in Jesus' name. And no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I thank you, Father, for defeating every enemy. I thank you, God, for sabotaging every plan of Satan. I thank you for denouncing everything that will come against them, God. I thank you for overthrowing everything, God, that's working against them. I thank you that you paralyze every movement, God, that's not set up by God. That the Spirit of God bring it to nothing in Jesus' name. And I thank you for them going forward. I thank you for them progressing. I thank you for them advancing. I thank you for their promotion. I thank you that you are sitting on help, God, to support them, and you do it speedily because time is drawing nigh. And I give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for Sister CC new transportation by faith. I thank you for this new source of transportation. I thank you that you keep this car running until she receives it. I give you praise, God, that you anoint this car to run. Does she receive this new vehicle, God? Does she got to have faith to see it by faith in her spirit? The plan that God has for us good and not evil. I thank you for a source of transportation coming forth. That the Spirit of God has it already located. She got to see it done by faith in Jesus' name. See it, CC. You got to see yourself driving this new car. You got to see yourself in that new car. You got to see you got to see that car parked wherever you park your car. You got to see it by faith in Jesus' name. Let us see this by faith, God. And I thank you for faith to bring it into manifestation, God, that this new car shall appear, that the Lord is the source. He's our help. And I thank you for doing a manifestation in your life to bring this car forth, that the Spirit of peace take her over by faith in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, that I pray for Sister Jessica's family, Sister Alicia's family, that I pray for the families of God, the house of God, the people of God worldwide, that the Spirit of God go into those places and that the Spirit of God keep our families safe, sound, healthy, well, that the Spirit of God come against every force that will come against our families tonight, and that the Lord God supply every need, open up every door, those that save, God, that you draw them in, those that's in harm's way, God, that you put them in a safe environment, those, oh God, that's incarcerated, whatever they're going through, God, that you rehab them, oh God, if the system does not work, that the Spirit of God go into that place, God, where young men and young women are changed and buckled down, that the Spirit of God set them free. Those that need housing, God, that you supply their housing need. Those that need jobs, God, to take care of them in the earth. You supply them with good jobs, oh God. Families, oh God, that's separated, dysfunctional, that you heal the family dynamics in Jesus' name. Those, oh God, the single parents, that you supply their need, God, open every door to take care of their families in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the elderly that needs help and support, God, I thank you, the Spirit of God, defend the elderly, come against elderly abuse in Jesus' name. I give you praise and thanksgiving that you move supernaturally, God, for family worldwide in Jesus' name. Those that's suffering from all kinds so in cruelty, injustice, God, that you are God of justice. Bring forth justice. Those hidden things, God, uncover. Make it known. Bring it to the housetop in Jesus' name. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving, God. And I thank you for the housing, for Kyra. She got to begin to thank you, God. I see it. It's done by faith. I thank you for her housing, God. I thank you, God, that she will not be without. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving that it's done this night by faith. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. We'll be online tomorrow, our 916 number, at 8 p.m. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
God bless you, and thank you for listening.
Amen.
Pastor B.
Amen.
And the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.